With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid all of the back and forth over Washington, D.C.'s actual crime rate, the White House says no level of crime is acceptable. And now President Trump is suggesting that 1 month of stepped-up enforcement may not be enough.
The president's takeover of the D.C. police under the Home Rule Act allows him to do so under emergency circumstances for up to 30 days. But he says that won't be long enough.
We're going to be asking for extensions on that, long-term extensions, because you can't have 30 days.
He expects unanimous support from Republican lawmakers and says any congressional action could serve as a model for other U.S. cities in clamping down on crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There have been demonstrations over the attempt to restore law and order to D.C. and questions about whether they're homegrown protests or being organized and financed by outside groups. The president says he will be in touch with Ukraine's president as well as European leaders after he sits down tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to call President Zelensky, and then I'll call probably in that order the leaders. There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
Tomorrow's meeting to take place in Alaska. Inflation at the wholesale level heated up last month. The producer price index rose 0.9% from June. Wholesale prices were up more than 3% from 1 year ago. At least 4 deaths reported in and around flood-ravaged Chattanooga, Tennessee. There's damage reported this morning following storms that swept across parts of Delaware, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, stocks in the red. The Dow is down about 198 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 86 points. This is SRN News. Another fracture in the worldwide Anglican Communion.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has cut off relations with the Anglican Church in Wales over its elevation of a lesbian to the office of bishop. The denomination is teetering on the brink of a global schism over issues having to do with homosexuality. The church in the West has embraced gay ordination and is moving toward approval of same-sex marriage. The church in Africa and other parts of the world says it will not do that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields says his Christian faith is helping him cope with the criticisms that come with playing the most important position in football at the highest level. Fields, who is the projected starter for the Jets this season, says, "I'm really getting closer to God. I'm reading the Bible every day, and I wish I would have started earlier." Speaking at Jets training camp, Fields encouraged reporters to get into the Word themselves, suggesting that they start with the book of Proverbs. This is SRN News. The U.S. national debt hits a record high.
The U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $37 trillion, setting a new record. This highlights the rapid acceleration of debt on America's balance sheet and the increasing cost pressures on taxpayers. The Treasury Department reported this update on Tuesday. The national debt reached this level years sooner than pre-pandemic projections due to heavy borrowing during the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts warn that the growing debt could lead to reduced living standards and increased interest rates. Keith Peters, Washington.
One market research firm estimates that back-to-school spending in the U.S. will reach $33.3 billion from June through August. Some of the biggest chains are advertising selective price freezes on key products in a bid to hold on to their customers. More details at SRNNews.com.